Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I have always, my entire life, been fascinated by the Titanic. But I gotta be honest, I just don't know enough about the Edmund Fitzgerald. But luckily here, locally here, Fox 9 has got a doc that is premiering this Wednesday at 9:30 on Fox 9. It'll be streaming on Fox Local because next week, okay, which November the 10th, is the 50-year anniversary of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Seriously. And it's one of the Great Lakes' most haunting tragedies. Fox 9 revisits the mystery of it. And joining us now to talk about it is the executive producer, Joe Augustine, talking about the gales of November, diving the Edmund Fitzgerald. And he joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Joe, pleasure to have you on the show. How you doing, my man?
Hey, good, Henry. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on. And like I mentioned, man, I'm looking forward to this coming week here in just a couple of days. On Wednesday, because I am somebody that always has been about the Titanic. You get hit over the head with doc after doc and, of course, the movie. But you guys actually will be documenting and talking about the Edmund Fitzgerald, and we are approaching 50 years since that tragedy took place, taking all 29 crew members with it. Talk a little bit about how we got to getting to this documentary.
Yeah, you know, I think I was kind of like you, Henry, where I actually covered the 40th anniversary when I was a reporter here in the market 10 years ago, went up to Duluth and learned a little bit about it, but I was always kind of still wanting to know more. I felt like I was just kind of scratching the surface. And when my bosses had suggested the 50th anniversary being kind of prime for a documentary, I really was able to, you know, jump in with both feet and really try to get to, you know, the bottom of some of this and try to understand more of the mystery that surrounds this wreck and the tragedy of this shipwreck. So that's what we did. And then along the way, we kind of decided there's a lot of content already out there about it. So if you want to learn about the Edmund Fitzgerald, you can learn a lot through what's already been written and documented. And we wanted to try to take a unique angle on it. And really what we decided to do is it kind of occurred to us, how many people have actually seen the Edmund Fitzgerald with their own eyes in the last 50 years? And the answer is fewer than 20. And so we talked to the people who have actually gone on the diving expeditions to the shipwreck, 535 feet below the surface of Lake Superior, to actually study and try to better understand the shipwreck.
This is, and the reason why this is going to be so captivating, I think, to a lot of people out there listening in the audience, is because you guys have rare footage, you've got interviews, you've got never-before-seen images from an historic dive, missions that have taken place. Just kind of talk about how the process of putting this all together, about how long did this take?
Well, I started researching it in June, and then when I really kind of zeroed in on the angle of talking to people who have actually gone on the dives, the next step was coordinating interviews in Michigan. Most of these people are still in Michigan or in Canada. And I tried to line up as many people as we could realistically and logistically in the same place to talk to them. So we were able to get three people who went on diving expeditions in 1994 and 1995. But we were also able to get file interviews that were conducted over the last 50 years, including with oceanographers and ocean explorers who documented their own expeditions. So between those, you'll hear from about six people who've actually gone down and seen the ship with their own eyes. And really, then we gathered the interviews in early September, and I've been really working on it off and on ever since to try to put it together. But as you mentioned, a key to it was really getting their archival footage. So it's footage from inside the submarines and outside of the expeditions as they were planning it. And that really kind of takes viewers and gives them a different insight in what it's like to go that below the surface in Lake Superior.
We're talking to Joe Augustine, executive producer, Fox 9, Gales of November, diving the Edmund Fitzgerald, joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And it sounds like with regards to the documentary that you guys have done, there have been the five expeditions that have really talked about the theories about how the ship possibly sank, and it sparked somewhat international controversy.
Yeah, so there's the competing theories, which still exist today. I mean, 50 years later, it's kind of part of the legacy of it, is that we truly don't know what exactly caused it to go down, or when exactly the ship broke apart. Because on the bottom of Lake Superior, it's sitting in fragmented sections of steel. It is broken apart. It's not in one piece. There's conflicting theories on when it broke apart. Did it break apart on the surface and then fall to the floor of Lake Superior? Or did it basically nosedive, run into the floor of Lake Superior, and then break into pieces? So there's those competing theories. But then also, there likely will never be another dive, sanctioned dive anyway, by the Canadian government to the shipwreck. And that is because of that international controversy you had mentioned. On one of the expeditions in 1994, an independently funded expedition, a couple people on one of the dives during that expedition saw a body on the ship. And there was recorded video of it. They reported it to the Canadian government. The families of the crew who were lost were understandably upset because this was, you know, a sacred gravesite, essentially. And so that kind of led to a debate of whether that video ever should have been recorded. And after that, the Canadian government essentially blocked off all expeditions because it is now a gravesite. But what they did do is they allowed one final dive in 1995 under one condition. If the crews down there happened to record video of one of the crew members, they would shut the cameras off and they would destroy the footage. So this controversy was a really huge deal 30 years ago. I think everybody's kind of gone to their individual corners now and are just accepting that there likely will not be another dive, at least in our lifetimes.
And that's another part to this, Joe. You should have saw the, if you had a camera and you saw the look on my face and my producer's face when you just mentioned that and just that entire situation there, how possibly like somebody seeing a body like that just kind of took my breath away a little bit. But the reality is that 29 men did die on that, on November 10th, 1975.
Yeah, and I think it's a good point. And some of the file interviews I recorded or observed or went back and reviewed, they even acknowledge that. Sometimes when these explorers are looking over a shipwreck, sometimes you can get lost in trying to figure out or solve the mystery.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And you can't forget the human toll of this.
Yep.
You know, and that's part of why the crew that went down to take the bell up as a memorial to those crew members, they said it was key to them to be very considerate to the family's wishes. Now, other historians argue, yes, we can be respectful to the family's wishes, but the clues to what happened out there can still be discovered down beneath. So there is a desire to go down, but the likelihood that the Canadian government will actually sanction another dive or permit one, the people I talk to think that's highly unlikely.
We're talking to Joe Augustine, executive producer, Fox 9, Gales of November, Diving the Edmund Fitzgerald. That doc, you can check it out this Wednesday, November the 5th at 9:30 p.m. on Fox 9, streaming on Fox Local. About how long of a doc is it? Is it 30 minutes? Is it an hour? About how long?
Yeah, it's a half-hour special with commercial breaks. So when you're watching it on Fox 9 on Wednesday night at 9:30, it'll run the full half hour with the commercial breaks. And then it'll also be available on streaming through our Fox Local app and on YouTube. So if you want to find it there, it'll run about 25 minutes.
Man, I'm looking forward to this. And it's perfect timing for me because we do this show until 9 p.m. And then once we get off the microphone and on the airways, I'll be able to check it out at 9:30. But man, I'm really looking forward to this. I guess I'll ask you this before we get to Wednesday. What was probably the thing about putting this doc together and the research and all that maybe caught you by surprise?
I knew from when I covered it 10 years ago that there was this controversy over a body being discovered in 1994. What I didn't realize was all of the fallout that took place after that. So really understanding why the Canadian government kind of put this restriction on the one dive that was sanctioned afterwards. But there was legislation in the Michigan legislature. A law was passed to actually prohibit dive teams from recording footage of shipwrecks. So there was a legislative response to this that a lot of people crossed the line from as far as like First Amendment constitutional rights, as far as like restricting journalists' access. But so this really had a lot of collateral damage, if you will. There was a huge response to this. It became a significant controversy. And I think that's kind of been lost in a little bit of the history of it, is what transpired after that 1994 dive.
I know people talk about the storms and the particulars of what the weather was like that day, but is there just way too much maybe theories about why the ship actually went down?
I think everybody, the historians that I've talked to and the research that I've read on it, everybody agrees that at least one large wave took the Fitzgerald down. Mm. I think the competing theories are what happened before that wave. There's a theory that the ship was not structurally sound because it had been, what, as one person says, kind of beaten to hell as it was run on all of these routes back and forth across Lake Superior for many years. Another theory is that it had run aground in shallower waters as it was trying to navigate through that storm. So it hit bottom and then started essentially sinking from that point on, which made it unable to navigate through those larger waves. So there's these competing theories on it, but I think everybody does agree the storm did play a role, but it's not, I don't think anybody has concluded that it was the only role.
I got you. Hey, Joe, man, awesome stuff, man. I'm looking forward to the doc and all the work that you guys have done. I know that so many people out there in the listening audience will be looking forward to checking this out on Wednesday at 9:30 on Fox 9 and streaming on Fox Local. But Joe Augustine, I appreciate the time, my man, and I'm looking forward to watching Gales of November Diving the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Hey, Henry, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
All right, take care. That's Joe Augustine, executive producer of Fox 9, Gales of November Diving the Edmund Fitzgerald. I'm looking forward to this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.